online exam synchronous. If you must keep a synchronous online exam, we recommend you consider adopting three techniques. Number one, consider making your online exams more low stakes. Students are more apt to cheat on an assignment or exam when the weight is extremely high. While this method may not be the easiest to adopt, it can be a consideration as you build your exam. Number two, if you are sticking with a final exam, you may want to consider how you can reduce the weight of the exam. This has been a tool elicited by teachers who transition to online learning for the first time to help alleviate the stress of students and encourage learning throughout the term rather than cramming for a heavy exam at the end of the term. Number three, include an honor statement for your students to sign for the course or a particular assessment piece. We have created a sample template for you in the FAQ section linked here. To help with building good online synchronous exams, we have some things for you to consider. Have randomly generated questions for each student. This means you need a large question set. Limit the duration of the exam and the number of attempts a student has for any question. Consider how the questions are delivered to the student. Limit the availability period of the exam. Keep in mind students' accessibility to the internet and a computer, as well as time zones. Withhold feedback and grades until the exam is closed. Consider using calculated questions with random values that are automatically generated for each variable of the question. Increase the number of open-ended and essay-style questions. Increase the frequency and suddenness of pop quizzes. This practice is not feasible for at-home parents and will greatly heighten anxiety in your class. Track and monitor when students access your course materials. If you are uncertain if a student is engaging with materials, check Moodle to help your investigation. Clearly define what cheating means in your class and share this with your students. Share your learning outcomes with your students and provide detailed grading criteria. Cited from Indiana University as part of the EDC co-curated COVID-19 resources.